Voice of Business presented by the Worcester Regional Chamber of Commerce. It is sponsored by Fidelity Bank and, of course, heard every Wednesday between 9 and 10 o'clock right here on the Radio Worcester Network. And we are so pleased now to be joined by the chairman and CEO of Fidelity. And thank you so much for being with us, Ed Manzi.
Good morning, Hank. How are you?
Hi, very good. Happy holidays to you and everybody at the bank.
Thank you.
Well, let's talk about this year. I keep saying this. I mean, I don't even know how to introduce this year or these year-end segments, because everything I say is such an understatement. Oh, my gosh. But as we wind down and you reflect on this unprecedented year, what are some of the key learnings, some of the takeaways for Fidelity Bank?
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. We've been, going around the bank the last month with individual meetings with every department and talking, more personally to everyone in the bank. And a few of the themes that come up are just how many things happened this year. It feels like this is 5 years in one, I mean, there's just so many changes that we couldn't have anticipated. And for us, we started the year with a positive, growth-minded attitude. We closed on a merger with Family Federal Bank, another local community bank that shared a strategic vision. And, no sooner did we close that merger, and we had to close the bank basically because COVID hit, and we had to pivot so quickly to take care of the health and welfare of our clients and our colleagues. And the thing that I think about most is how resilient the folks in this bank are, and how resilient the clients that we serve are responding to this kind of unprecedented disruption. Literally overnight. I mean, I think within 2 weeks, we went from, regular operating to basically 100%, almost 100% remote. And, for the support functions, and we had quickly go from regular branch hours to drive-through only, appointment banking. And, the good news is we had a lot of, systems in place to make that happen. But, if you asked me or most bank CEOs, back a year ago today, if we could do that in that shorter period of time, it would have been, pretty highly unlikely, but we were able to do it. So one of the things I've been saying is, people, my mother used to have this quote that was, she'd say, it's a great life if you don't weaken. And, the people at the bank, the clients that we serve, not only did they not weaken, they got stronger. I mean, individually, when you fight through something like this, you come out stronger. You work on muscles that you didn't even know you had, you develop them. As teams, they got stronger. As a bank, we got stronger. As a community, we got stronger. Now that's in spite of how difficult it was. So we are going to take that learning and move forward. From a position of optimism a positive attitude for 2021. And I guess the other thing I would say, and this may be the most important thing for general audiences, the value of community banking, like working with a community bank like us, has never been more clear. I mean, I know you and I were on a bunch of calls earlier in the year about the PPP program and how desperately people, needed help. And we have this life design banking approach where we give people the clarity about what options are right for them and they can move forward with confidence. And it was the most important thing to them was, could they talk to someone about what to do and how to do it in this time of dire need. So I think those lessons are also going to be things that we all take forward. I mean, Jim McMahon was on the call the other day from Catholic Charities. He echoed some of that to you, and it was very, very rewarding to the folks that work at the bank.
That is so true, and you're so right though about it being the community, and you just want to talk to a person that understands what it is that you're going through. So, year of incredible challenges, no doubt about it. You were talking about how it started on a positive note, then you went the positive changes. Love that. It's a great life if you don't weaken. Boy, I mean that is just so perfect. Are any of the other positive changes and maybe some changes that you're going to keep at the bank that you want to highlight while we're speaking this morning?
Well, one of the things that was a disruptor in 2020 was the George Floyd murder and the racial tensions that resulted, and you know, that got us really focused inside the bank on, you know, what could we do to make a difference, to improve the country, the state, the community, the bank, you know, our efforts in relative to inclusion and diversity. And it was very important to us. You know, we've always had an approach for that, but we wanted to take it to a new level, and not just with words, but with action. So I'm really excited about the, we developed an inclusion and diversity council. Our board of directors has supported that with a meaningful budget. We have 15 people from a combination of all levels of the bank and the community who are serving on that council to help really raise awareness about all types of discrimination, so that we can improve the world that we touch. That's how we like to say. You know, there's a lot of things we can't control, but we can improve the world that we touch. And Sheila King Goodwin is the chair of this committee, and we are looking forward. We one of our early initiatives was to partner with E for All, Entrepreneurs for All. It's a nonprofit organization that's been brought to Worcester and has a mission of trying to help small businesses start and flourish, and it's got a particular focus on minority-owned businesses. So it's a perfect alignment with our bank and that inclusion and diversity initiative. And we're just getting started. So that's one thing that we're really, really excited about. And I guess the other thing is, you know, digital transformation. I mean, there's every business you talk to is moving towards more digital online interactions. And we were, as an industry, already, you know, well down that road, but because of the restrictions on physical visits to the branch, we accelerated that. So we put together a digital transformation team in the bank to help accelerate that change and do it in the best possible way for the client. So those are two things that, you know, came out of this year that will help, that have formal structure and an agenda and a mission for years to come at the bank.
Yeah, I as we're talking today, at a course, we may be gearing up for the beginning of this year to look sort of like March of 2020, in that Congress, I'm not sure where we are right now exactly with the coronavirus relief package, but there will certainly be another round of PPP funding, and is it going to be the same as last time? You guys are just going to be working 24/7, or do you think it'll be a little bit different this time around?
Well, it's going to be different for a couple of reasons. One, and is that we are all, as an industry and our bank, are much better prepared for how this works. If you remember, we got the final bill on a Monday, and we're supposed to start taking applications on a Friday, and right up until the last minute, the rules were changing. So, you know, everyone was scrambling here. We have automation. By the end, I call this PPP 3, because we had the first version, and then if you remember, they ran out of money, so they sent another slug of money. They didn't really change the rules that much the second time, but each step of the way, we got better with technology to help the client, make it a more smooth, seamless transaction for them. Here today, we're ready for that. We have a portal, online portal, and so we're much more geared up for it. The other thing that's different, it looks like in the draft, or the approved congressional package that we read so far, again, we're reading this on the fly, it's a smaller package, a little bit more targeted. The loan, the individual loan amount, for example, used to be maxed at $10 million. I think it looks like it's going to be about $2 million. It has a maximum of 300 employees. I think that was higher last time. There are some special carve-outs for businesses that have, I think, indoor recreation, like gyms and outdoor entertainment venues, and so, you know, it's trying to be more targeted to the needs. It has a little different qualification criteria, but interestingly, it does say that to a business, if you got a PPP loan in the first round, under certain circumstances, there's no exclusion on its face for you to get another one. There's criteria that you have to follow, but so those things will be, I agree with you, that's not signed yet, but I believe that it's inevitable that there will be a stimulus package, and that PPP 3 will be part of it. And we will definitely be participating.
I wanted to also just bring up, because you had mentioned community earlier, and that is such a big part, of course, of what you do, what Fidelity does. A few months ago, you donated to the Worcester Together Fund, the donations to the other community organizations during this really unprecedented time of need over these last months. Well, tell us a little bit about, I don't know, I'm asking you to blow your own horn a little bit here, but I know that you're making additional donations to many of these organizations. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I mean, I think the context that's most important is the mission statement for the bank says that we have three stakeholders: our clients, our communities, and our colleagues. And to those three stakeholders, we say, we care deeply about your well-being, and we're going to use our hearts and our heads to help you get where you want to be. Now, that applies very, very specifically. You know, we talk a lot about the clients, but to the community, you know, we are going to think about, talk to people in the positions of knowledge and power in the communities we serve and say, what are the biggest needs? Well, that's the essence of our life design banking approach, is understand what the needs are and then fill those needs. And in this case, the need that is screaming right now around central Massachusetts and really, frankly, too much of the country is food instability. There's people waiting in line for food. And so what we decided to do at the end of the year is to go above and beyond and donate an additional, I think it's in excess of $50,000 to various food pantries and nonprofits that serve those folks in need of food. And it's just part of our decades long life design community dividend program, but the board approved this enthusiastically this month to put a little bit more into this important cause.
Boy,
we're
happy
to do it.
Yeah, and thank you for all that you're doing, for all that Fidelity is doing. We only have 1 minute left, but I did want to just ask you this. I mean, these certainly are some unsettling times for so many. How is Fidelity Bank approaching 2021?
Well, there's a saying or a quote I've used over the years that has inspired me in many ways over the years, and I shared it with our team of colleagues this month, and I think I put it out to our employee, also our clients. The quote is pretty simple. It says, the best way to predict the future is to invent it. And in a world where we don't have a lot of clarity about what's coming, and we certainly don't feel like sometimes we don't have any control over what's going on around us, we still can control what we do ourselves. So I'm asking folks to think about it that way. Like, what in your life can you control? What is the future that you want? And then take steps to help it make it come to life. It puts you at the driver's, behind the driver wheel, instead of all the stuff that's going on around us. So those are the words of that's kind of the theme and the language we're using at the bank. The best way to predict the future is to invent it. So let's invent a great future together.
I love it. Great message to end 2020 on. Chairman and CEO of Fidelity Bank, Ed Manzi, thank you so much. It's been a great year being able to talk to you, and look forward to 2021.
Same to you, Hank. Happy holidays to you and all the listeners. Thank you very much.
We have much more to come right here. It is Voice of Business, presented by the Worcester Regional Chamber of Commerce. It's sponsored by Fidelity Bank, and it's heard right here on the Radio Worcester Network.